Klal Mem Dalid, we're up to Beis, Gibel, Beis. Okay, Mem Dalid, we're up to Beis. We're going to have some heavy stuff tonight, so I hope you're up to it. You lit the Benaira, so the aura of the Torah is there. Right, let's first learn the simple meaning, and then we'll come to where this has far-reaching implications. We learned last time, Machlekes Rashi and the Ri, about a piece of meat that's partly in, below the water level and partly above the level. You have a stew or a chicken soup. You have a piece of chicken or a piece of meat, which is half under and half above the line. What's the difference? If milk drips onto the meat, if it's below the water level, then everything in the pot combines to be mevatel pishishim. If it's outside of the water, then the piece itself has to have 60. Here you have something that's half in and half out. So the Ri and Rashi, who holds it in, who holds it out? So what does that mean? The shin is out. The shin is tall. So right, Reish and Yud. The shin is out. So Rashi sheet is it's like it's out, which is really a chumra, because the piece becomes aser.
Right.
And the Ri holds, and if it's half in, half out, it's like it's in, which is a kula. So we said we pass it like
you're
the Ri.
You're not mitzarif the whole pack. You're only mitzarif right. The meat itself.
Right. According to Rashi, it's just the meat itself. According to the Ri, if the meat is half in, half out, everything in the pot is mitzarif. That's the dispute. That's the Machlekes Rashi and Ri. Ri holds if it's half in, that's enough. Everything's mistarif. And Rashi holds, it's considered out. I gave you the simon. Reish, shin, yud.
Yes, but according to Rashi, if it's half in and half out, and half in it's in, so now we're gonna say that it's mistarif. The meat is mistarif. Do we mistarif the liquid, the pot?
According to Rashi, not. And according to Ri, yes. Rashi holds we're not mistarif everything. Which is a chumrah,
sure.
Right? Because you need 60 in the piece itself.
Yes.
And the Ri is a mistar of everything. So the Chachma Sadam said...
below sea level is mistar.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
No, but it hit the drip. It hit it above sea level.
Right.
Yes. So according to Rashi, we judge a piece by itself.
It went into the gravy.
Yeah.
According to Rashi.
If it went into the gravy, there's no shayla, right?
No.
If the milk, Rashi, the drip of milk...
So you might not have shishim. But I mean,
other drachis, right.
You
can call
it into the gravy because you might not have shishim.
Right.
But according to Rashi,
the
gravy is mitzarif if it went into the gravy.
If it went into the gravy, you're right. If it went below the water level, everything is mitzarif. If it went to the part that's sticking out, that's where Rashi holds the chumra, and Ri holds the kula, and we pass it to Ri. And if there's no hefsid, we'll map it like Rashi.
If it goes like Rashi, you're saying it goes to the top of the piece above the water, right? So you're saying the whole chaticha, that chaticha is aser, and you need shishim connected the whole chaticha.
The whole chaticha is not
available.
Right. Okay. So we're going to learn now.
So what is Rashi? So what does the Ri say? How does the Ri learn
chaticha? The Ri learns is like everything's in the water. So you don't need, there's no chaticha available. There's no shishim.
There is
shishim. There's no iser at all. So there's no nasin available.
The whole thing is above the soup. Then it's chaticha.
We're going to learn that today. Okay. So Beis is a continuation. You have it half in, half out. According to Rashi, who's machmir, that the piece is aser. So here, this tissue box is the piece of meat. It's half under the gravy and half out. So the milk hit here. According to Reed, there's no problem. Everything's mistarif. Now we're talking about the Chumrah Loi Rashi. According to Rashi, this piece, which doesn't have 60 against the drip, this piece of meat is basa b'chalav. Im niyaracha kacha k'deira. If afterwards you stirred the piece back in, the piece became osir, it's never going to become mutter again. And you stirred it in, like kisa iso, even if you covered it. We mentioned last time, you cover the pot, it fills with steam, it's all one mixture. Yeshlahach b'gabke latzosisir neged. Now, once this piece became basa b'chalav, the sissi against the piece, shal esfar lezu nas chaticha nevela. Ach, b'mokim hefsid. But if it's a case of a serious hefsid, it's always a hefsid of the contents, but if it's a serious, if it's hefsid moment, ein lochish l'chalzeh, the ikur kedas apais, kim kibin the mitzasa b'raitim, v'raitim b'valva tekef hatam. The ik is like the re, that when it hits the outside, the right div mixes the tam. So the Icarus. Now, what? Yeah, here is the mainstream. Here is the mainstream. Everybody says Dick is like the Re, and yeah, there's sometimes like you say, but here. Now here comes the second case. Gimel. Now try to follow the case, because believe it or not, what we're gonna learn now has to do with whether you're allowed to open your oven on Shabbos when the fire is off. What does that have to do with this? So let's learn what it says, and you'll see in a minute. Who I did? I feel a kulay chutz l'raitiv. This piece of meat is tough. So let's imagine there's a stew. You have one piece of meat that's half in, half out, and you have another piece of meat on top of it. Now this is totally outside the gravy. So now when milk hits this, there's no machlekes rashi in the re. This is the gravy level. You have one piece half in, half out. And on top of it, you have a piece that's totally out. So now, I feel a kulay chutz l'raitiv. Milk hit this. But take it immediately, shnuffle iser. You see the milk flying, it's gonna hit this piece quickly. You went near a key sakadera. You mixed the contents of the pot. Well, you covered it quickly. Mitzdarif hakol levatale iser. Dayidea near a kisui by stirring it or covering it, nischalakatabukolakadera. Okay, if you immediately mix it, so again, it's mistar, very logical. Dafka shanir vikisu kol kach, you have to start in the way that this piece should go under the water level. According to Rashi, if you're going to store it and this will stay half in, half out, it's not going to help you. Because half in and half out is like out. And if you didn't immediately mix it, if you have this piece totally out, milk hits it. You didn't stir it immediately. So now this piece became chaticha nas nevela. This piece became treif. Because the milk and the meat mix. So, shekvar kibla taminis and nas nevela.
They mix it right away.
What?
Are you taking what gives you the head?
Okay, 1 minute. Good question. We're going to talk about that. The kaimalon efshul asaychtei osa kida besamach. Now the expression efshul asaychtei osa means, once a piece becomes aser, efshul l'seichtei literally means, is it possible to squeeze out the milk? If you hold efshul l'seichtei mutter, you would say, this piece, milk went into it, there's no shishim. When I stir it, now, it dissipates. We pass the efshul l'seichtei aser. Once it becomes treif, you can't kasher a piece of meat. You can kasher a pot, but you can't kasher a piece of meat. Once it absorbs milk, you can't kasher it. That's called efshul l'seichtei aser, and it remains aser. So far we're good.
If the pot is covered, or if you're mixing it, aren't we kosher that it's poiled k'day klipa in the pot becomes
so clean. We don't say k'day klipa when it's filled with water. K'day klipa we talk about when you roast something, which we'll talk about. But when you have everything under water level, we say it goes totally. Whatever spreads in the entire contents of
the pot. Doesn't matter either. It's
the steam also would mix it in the entire pot, not just k'day klipa. So steam is like
this hot piece of meat on top is now also, and that's locked. The second piece of meat is above the gravy. So why isn't it make the second piece?
The pieces touching should become aser. Well, according to the reed, is no problem. Because the second reason, if it's in, according to Rashi, if this became Aser, and it touches this, so technically this should become Aser as well.
No, we said differently before. We said one is Aser, one is Mutter, they just touch. There's an Aser in that piece of meat.
Yeah, in a hot pot it does, though. In a hot pot it would.
I mean, because it's in the pot, but it's outside the pot. See, it's not so simple.
I would answer you, but it's going to confuse everybody. Okay, it's a little confusing. Okay, but you're right to talk about it, but it's confusing. Let's see Dalit. Im nafla chaticha achas afu bishchutz l'raitiv. Im eni adel is a chaticha nafla. You see, milk fly to the pot, but you don't know which piece it is. And the pie got it's full. It's a bunch of meatballs. They're all sticking out of the spaghetti. So you don't know into which one it fell. Afa pishulay near tekif. You didn't mix it right away. Mutal in na'er elachasis akdeira b'kdeisha tespasha datam b'kulay. You're allowed now to purposely mix it. V'loy aminim avat lisal chatchila. Kivin she'en kanis avadai. You don't know where it hit. There's no iser vadai. It's just a suffix. The shema in kan iser klal shem loy naflachati chazu. It maybe now it didn't fall on this piece, and you therefore, since it's a suffix, you can mix it in. Chin loy amin chaticha nas nevei lakim shenidei zechatichi. Then this nevei lakim kabbal zim zayin. So das be siyosef. So the mechabes shita is that if it's a suffix, you're allowed to mix it lechatchila. And there's no chaticha nas nevela.
Yeah, we do know that there is a piece that's also, even though we don't know which one, so why don't we say suffix or isofix?
Because really, if there are at least three pieces, and one is this and two are mutter, it's really bottle one into two.
It's
yavesh, right? It's yavesh. There are three pieces. It is yavesh, right? Because it'll be tachar. Now, there's a technicality here. Avoladas ramah. Now, what do we say? Milk hit one of three or more pieces. So we know which is which, you're allowed to stir it. Now, why don't you know which is which? Because you can't tell. The Ramah Shita is that since you can give it to a guy to taste, it's not called not recognizable. No, he's Abel Das Ramah, Gambeze Osilinar, Kimdoy Eshulavara Iswai De Timas Nachri, Kachatich Vatich Vafne Atzmai, since you give it to someone to taste, Abel Gav De Enu Saim Chalahatir, I De Tima, I know the Chumr. We're machmir. We don't give it to a guy to taste and rely on it. Have a little cooler. But here you want to be makel and say it's not discernible. It is discernible. So according to Ramah, there's a technical reason to be awesome, but otherwise it would be good. So the variation of cases makes it complicated, but each step by itself is not so complicated. Adkan, this is Hilchos Basar B'Challah. Now we have 5 more minutes. I want to tell you about a Rabbi Akiva Eiger and a big tumult about this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a Siman Tzadik Beis, where this comes from. Sif Beis. Okay, where this is all mentioned. The Mechaber is mamish this case. Nafal chatichais, loy neidalei ze chaticha nafal, you don't know which piece. So you stir it. Noyes hakadeir. Kiveger asks, "Amai shari la'arois? Why you let us stir it? Why you let us stir it? Im lo yina'er had yishar atipa ba'isekadeir. If you don't mix it, the milk will stay ba'isekaticha. Aide niyor by stirring it. Mayel atipa b'chadicha secheris. Have a mevashel basa b'chalav. Is it issa bishul basa b'chalav? Is it deraisa to cook milk and meat?" And the Savadar Eis is the Chumra. So, if you're going to stir it, you might be mixing the milk taste into the rest of the pot. And it should be Aser.
But it wouldn't
be. It's
because we say it's
Badal
B'Shishim, which means it's not by definition, you don't call it Bishul. It's only Bishul.
Stirring it into the first 59 pieces.
Yeah. You're right.
It's on the fire.
So Herbie's saying, once you stir it, we're saying that'll be bottle. If we would know which piece it is, we would say Nasan Avela, and it would answer. Well, because we don't know which piece it is. There's another avenue here, which Ramesha talks about in the Grismai. She has a piece on this, which is a very important piece. There's something called Dovah Shena Miskaven. When you have no intention. You walk down the street, the light goes on. You have no intention. That's the Dovah Shena Miskaven. You drag a bench, makes a charitz. That's the Shabbos. Dovah Shena Miskaven is Mechol Terah Kula. A Dovah Shena Miskaven, by this is the Raisa, is Mutter. Except if it's a
Secretion.
Right? You're allowed to do something you have no intention, unless it's vadi going to happen, secretion. So Ramesha says, hold on a second. Here, when you're stirring it, you don't want to give milk, you don't want to cook basar b'chalav. You're stirring it because it will become mutter. You want it to become mutter. But
no,
you don't want to,
stirring.
No, you want it to be bottled. You don't want to spread tam basar b'chalav. You want it to dilute the tam chalav.
It's a very hard miskamen.
It's definitely davar shena miskamen. Except, there's a case called suffik psikresha, which means you don't know the mitzias. When you're walking down the street, we know, my family, all my kids know, we walk down 21st, the last house, not the corner house, the last, before the corner house, on 21st, on the right side, before Avenue R, when you walk by, sometimes the light goes on. If in the house they hit the switch, and there's a motion detector. When you walk by, sometimes on Friday night it goes on, sometimes not, we always cross by Press's house earlier. When we got to near Press, and all my boys know, oh, we gotta cross. We're conditioned to it, because we know. Now there's someone ahead of us, he walks past the house, the light doesn't go on, we know he forgot to hit the switch, so then we can walk there. Question is, if I'm walking down the block, I don't know if he turned on the switch. Why is that called psik resha? Psik resha means I'm not mechavin, I'm going to the block, I'm not mechavin, turn on light. Psik resha means it's definitely going to happen. It's not definitely going to happen. Maybe he didn't turn on the light.
Maybe he's not home.
The answer is, that's a suffik l'sha'avar. It's not a regular, a non-psik resha where I drag a bench. I don't know if it's going to make a charitz or not. It's not a question that's predetermined. Sometimes you drag a bench, it does. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm not a physics major. You figure out why. Here, it's called a psik resha de la'avar. It's a psik resha that there's a predetermined fact that I'm unaware of. What's the din in a predetermined fact? We're not sure. In Simon Pei Zayim, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Machmer, by Safed Psik Resha. So to Ramesha, this Rabbi Kiva Eger's Lishitasai. He's Lishitasai, he's asking a kind of Lishitasai, he owes us not a Safed, that's called a Psik Resha. Walking down the block, since if the switch is on or not is predetermined, I don't know it, but if the switch is on, it's definitely going to happen. That's called psik resha. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, when I take this piece, I don't know if it has, this is the one that hit the milk. If it is, that's predetermined if it hit the milk. I just don't know. When you stir that, Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's awesome. But the Taz disagrees. The Taz holds that you walk down the block, even if it's predetermined. If you don't know, that's enough to make it mutter. So therefore, here also it would be enough to make it mutter. That's the way Ramosha, he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger is l'shitasai. He says the terrorist Rabbi Kiva Eger too. But he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is l'shitasai. It's not true like the Taz. This is Ramosha's tshuva. Why is this important tshuva? When you open up a refrigerator, most of the world is naive to open up a refrigerator on Shabbos, even if the motor is not running. Today, with the more modern refrigerators, they're very efficient. The motor is off 80% of the time. It used to be, the old refrigerator is like 50-50. You went over, you listened to it. If it wasn't on, you wait a few minutes. If it was on, you could open the refrigerator. Today, you could wait forever. You know, it takes a very long time to go on. So there are those who are machmir, not to open a refrigerator unless the motor is running. Why? Because if the motor is off, and you open it, and you let the warm air in, it's going to trigger the thermostat, and it'll turn on the refrigerator. So there are many who are machmir not to open the refrigerator. Rav Palm told me to be machmir to open it with the shear. So I think I remember most of the time, I don't grab the handle of the refrigerator, I grab the top of the refrigerator. I grab the door and I open it, unless the motor is running, in which case I could open it normally. But that shaila about opening a refrigerator is the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Taz. In other words, it's predetermined when it's all, the motor's off. Is the thermostat so close to being triggered that if I'm opening, taking out a soda and closing it, I'll make it go on? I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It's predetermined, but it's not visible. I can't tell. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's also, according to the Taz, it's mutter. Mr. Brown passes like the Taz. And Ramesha passes like the Taz, and you can open it because it's not a psik resha. When you open up the refrigerator, you're not intending to turn on the motor. Therefore, it's a psik resha. What you're saying, Rabbi Kiva Eger? Wait. I'm saying according to Ramesh. Now, came about a year or two ago, came along, in America, it was Rabbi Cheskel Roth. They put it in the paper with his psak that the refrigerator's changed. Something changed in the refrigerators. What changed? You know, our refrigerators are no-frost refrigerators, right? The no-frost refrigerators, remember the old refrigerator freezers, they built up ice and you had to peel it off. Well, what's with our refrigerators? What changed? The coil in the back, which is where the water condenses, has a heating element. It used to work differently. The way it works today, there's a heating element, which is a glowing piece of metal. And when you open it, you're going to trigger, eventually, for that element to glow and cause that. Now, the old refrigerators, before that had computerized thermostats, that worked on a timer, a built-in timer. It went on once a day. And maybe it was a no-frost refrigerator. The opening and closing, it didn't affect it. Today, it affects it. Today, all the refrigerators are computerized. And when you open it, it causes a glowing metal. And therefore, now it's a Shabbat Deraisa. So they come along, they say, when was the Taz Mekel by a Drabana? The new refrigerators are Deraisa, and nothing doing by a Deraisa. There's no Machlekes Taz and Rabbi Kivei. This is the Tumah. So this Tumah was two summers ago. So I said to them, one minute. The Igros Moshe is going on this Rabbi Kiveiger, which, this is Deraisa Drabana. This is Deraisa, Bishul Basa B'Chalot. Look, I don't know Rabbi Roth, you can hold what you want. Rabbi Moshe holds that even by Nisa Deraisa, we also say a suffix, L'Shavar, when you don't know what it is. It's also Mutter, Rabbi Moshe holds this way. And our Tzvi as a true, we also holds this way by Deraisa. He talks about an oven. An oven, it's a real fire. If you open it, it might put the fire on. See, he also is Machmir. He's also Mekel. He also says it's Talim, it's Machlaikas. So therefore, this has become a very important Rabbi Kiveiger, because Rabbi Kiveiger, the way Ramesh is explaining, that it's totally Lishitasa. Now it's interesting, today, the refrigerators change with model and model and model. Everything changes. The fuel of the efficiency, the electric efficiency is the big thing today. And Chaim Shannon, who's Mr. Appliance, they do repairs. He's saying the new models, the new GE models, don't have glowing metal anymore. They have small coils, which warm up, small wires, and they're just a lot of wires. The wire warms up like they have the wire on the back of your the defrost on the back of the car. There's a wire, there are lines of wires, it heats up, no glowing metal. So he says already this year and a half ago, and in the paper, that's changing already also to Metzius. So it'll be with the evil light him. But nevertheless, you see how Torah connects all over the place. Here we're talking about milk getting meat, and it's got something to do with opening refrigerators. But kachitaki shel Torah. It's all over. This is very geshmak, even though it's complicated. I had to share it with you. We are up to, on Thursday, God willing, a frail of Chanukah to everybody. Sorry, I didn't bring you some dough.